This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. And class, a little unsettling news here at the farm. I mentioned that I was working on a neighborhood watch program system. And I've been in contact with our neighbors and, you know, providing telephone numbers and those kinds of things. We got our first phone call during the first part of this broadcast. Mrs. Fennelli took the call. And it wasn't what you'd normally expect with Neighborhood Watch, but one of our neighbors saw that one of our cows was down in the field and called. Mrs. Fennelli answered the phone because I'm on the radio. And one of our cows was down, so she raced out to check the cow. And it's a mama cow, and mama cow was birthing. And the calf is half in, probably three-quarters of the way out, dead. Calf is dead. The mama's alive. And so this is going to require some heroics. And while I'm on the air, our son and Mrs. Fennelli are going to pull the calf out and save the mama's life. Now, this is the kind of thing that we've been talking about. This is what we're talking about with Dr. Sergey yesterday. We're talking about you're going to have to do things that you just don't want to do. It's going to be a bloody mess, literally. And a life was lost. It was a newborn calf. We didn't cause it. Mama didn't cause it. It just happens sometimes. This mama had cows, calves previously, so this was unexpected. But these things happen. It's life on the farm. So, you know, when people pick on us and they beat us up and, you know, our detractors just put us down, I suggest they try walking a mile in our shoes here at USA Prepares. And maybe they'll think twice. It's an awful, awful thing. It's an emotional thing. We love our cows. We love our calves. When I'm not on the air, I'm with the cows. I'm working with fencing. The whole family works with these animals. They follow us around. They love us. They depend on us. And here we are. And it's been tough. It's been tough on them. The grass is, the climate engineers have destroyed the environment. They've destroyed the climate. They have destroyed the normal rainfall to the point where you ought to see the grass. I mean, it rained for a few days, but that was well over a month ago. And now there's the dust is kicking up. And you remember the Dust Bowl of the 30s? Well, it's happening again in out west, southwest. The dust is kicking up because of the lack of moisture. As a matter of fact, Bert, there's a town in Southern California. It's got two months before it absolutely positively runs out of water. And the mayor, the town council was voting, and they said, we should have water restrictions. And the mayor said, no, look, there are other people who have green lawns, and, why should we do this? So they didn't do it, and now they're facing no water in 60 days. Bert?
Yeah. Well, Vince, that story goes even deeper. There's some other interesting wrinkles. You know, despite having a drought and having almost no water left and everybody, basically, saving the drops from their faucets, the prison building has lush green lawns and trees, and it takes water from the same water company. How did that happen?
Well, I can tell you a story about that. So when I lived on the East Coast, it was in Virginia, they said, we're going to put a private prison in our town, our little tiny town of like 500 people. They're going to put a private prison. Now think about that. There'd be more prisoners housed in prison than there would be town residents. No kidding. Literally. So why did this happen? So I got involved in this fight to stop the prison, and we stopped it. But it was a god-awful fight. It took years off my life. But we stopped it. But the town wanted it. Now, why would the town want a prison? Because of exactly what you said. Here's what really happened. So the good old boys ran the town water company prior to the prison. And they mismanaged it. So, you know, Aunt Millie, well, she couldn't afford the water bill, so they let it slide. And, you know, Uncle Joe, he couldn't afford it, so they let it slide. So what happened was there was one ratable, one big company, a mill in town, that paid the water bill. And the good old boy network that ran the water company let their relatives get away without paying the water bill. Well, then the mill decided to close. Uh-oh. No more money to pay for the water system. And it was in such dire financial straits, and it was mismanaged so badly that they didn't know where the water mains were. They couldn't find them. And this gal moved in to Virginia from New Jersey. And she turned on her faucet, and it came out brown. The water came out brown. And so the water company, the town water, would flush the lines, and it'd be okay for a day or two, and it'd come out brown. Well, she happened to be a hospital employee and had white uniforms. And so her white uniforms were turning tan because the water going into her washing machine was brown. So she raised awareness, and she wasn't going to stand for it. Like, why should the water out of her faucet come out brown? Well, she raised awareness, and then the town said, uh-oh, we got a big problem, we got to fix it. So what did they decide to do? Well, they decided to do what any town would do that's broke. They figured out that if they got a prison to come to town, the prison would have to put in a new water system. Because you can't have prisoners drinking brown water. True story. Absolutely true story. And then what they did was they said to the residents, all right, you got a choice. Either we get a prison or you get a $110 a month water bill. Now, these are people that were used to paying a few dollars a month. So the water bill was going to go up 20x or something like 20x. So the people said, they took a survey. They asked 10 people. 10 people. What would you rather have? A prison or a $110 a month water bill? And the 10 people said, 9 of them, said, I'd rather have a prison. So then the report is, it makes the news that 90% of the town wants a prison. That's lying with statistics. That's mismanagement. That is government at its typical operational condition. Bert, true story. I was in the fight. I actually spearheaded the fight. And we stopped it. Any comments?
Well, only comment I'll say is that it just shows the corruption extends not always in, you know, everybody's focused on the federal government, but it can be your local government. And the best advice I think we can give is to citizens and homeowners and people on school boards and town council meetings is get involved. And I think if you get involved, that's the checks and balances to keep the corruption from spreading through. In your case, it's local government, not, you know, it's not something from Washington. It's, right at your grassroots level.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that these people get in. They are corrupt. You can't get them out. The only thing you can do is expose them. And that's what we do here at USA Prepares. And so what is the price that we pay? Well, it's really difficult. Bert, if you were to say all the things that you really want to say, would you be able to work in Silicon Valley?
Well, no. I'd be escorted out of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Most likely. And we're going to talk about one of those things now, Vince. It combines green energy and technology. Our next topic is we're going to talk about what many people say, oh, it's just the most beautiful, safe, ecologically friendly source of energy, and that's windmills. But turns out they're full of problems, including toxic problems. I mean, I think most people don't know, but that's our next topic for class.
Yeah, and we're not talking about Dutch windmills that are made out of wood, that have wooden gears, that are slow turning, that have mechanical governors, and they use ropes and pulleys and wooden gears, and brilliant, brilliant design for milling flour. Brilliant. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about fiberglass and concrete and wires. Go ahead. Why don't you...
Yeah, so just an example of what's going on, and I think this is the type of story you're probably not going to hear anywhere else, but as we speak, a series of windmills are being dismantled and turned off, and the city of Barnmore, Massachusetts, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but anyhow, in this Massachusetts town, they've had this windmill farm going for about 10 years, and they've now been ordered to remove it because, amongst other things, biological issues, economic issues, environmental issues, safety issues, and these have included fires. They've obviously included noise and, believe it or not, toxic emissions from the windmills. So this town, Falmouth, Massachusetts, they started a lawsuit a few years ago. And as we speak, these windmills are being torn down and dismantled. But then that's not the end of it, because you know when you dismantle a windmill, that those blades, you know what happens to the windmill blades, Vince, when you decommission a windmill, a wind turbine?
Well, nothing happens. They stay intact, and you know they're cut up into thirds. They're buried into sand, but they stay there for after mankind destroys itself, for the next mankind 2.0 to come around and dig it up and say, what a bunch of bozos! Look what they did.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. They don't decompose.
Some alien will be coming to the planet to colonize it, and they'll be digging up the dirt to build their cities, and they'll come across, this could be 1,000 years from now, these dismantled, cut up, and third windmill blades. And what are they going to think they were? Was that an offering to future generations? What were they doing in the dirt with these windmills? Well, I don't know if they'll know what they were.
Yeah. They'll say, you know what? It wasn't just one guy by the name of Biden that was crazy. It's a whole bunch of crazies. Bert and I will be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert in class. You've all seen images, or you've seen at a distance these wind turbines, right? They're huge. I mean, they are monstrous. Well, would you ever think that anybody would build one of them knowing that they're going to last 15 years? Would you build a house that you knew would need to be demolished in 15 years? Would you build an office building? Would you build a barn? Would you buy a car that you knew would be demolished in 15 years? Would you? That is what these things are. Bert, tell me I'm wrong.
No, Ben, I was even amazed at what I've learned about wind turbines over the past couple of months. I've been researching this for USA Prepares. So then let me tell you a story about Germany. So you might know Germany is trying to be the most green country in the world, and they've banned burning of oil, except for, you know, pretty much in gasoline in cars, but they don't want anything to do with oil. They tried to cut back their natural gas. And they were trying to build their country into basically windmills and solar panels. They shut down their nuclear reactors. That's something we can argue about. Is nuclear power safe or not? But basically, they were down to depending on windmills and solar panels. So then, just out a couple of weeks ago, an intergovernmental panel has said the strongest, most dangerous greenhouse gas in the world is being emitted from, take a guess what the source is. wind turbine.
Green energy.
Wind turbine. 26,000 times more harmful than CO2 to the environment. So then Germany now has the absolute most poisonous air in Europe. I mean, this is amazing. I don't think you probably haven't heard about this anywhere besides USA Prepares. And I know we're talking about Europe now, but this applies to anybody using wind turbines. They emit a highly dangerous climate-destroying gas. It's a cause for concern, and it has to do with something called sulfur hexafluoride, which is in short also known as SF6. And that chemical is used to manufacture the wind turbines, but unfortunately it's still there and it gets out in the environment, and it's one of the most toxic chemicals known to man. And it's not so much that it's directly dangerous to humans, it might be, but what it's dangerous to is the environment. It's a climate killer. Sulfur hexafluoride. The industrial companies use it because it's considered an insulator, and so it's in the wind turbine, but it escapes. And basically, when it enters the atmosphere, then it take a guess how many years for SF6 to decompose and become inert. Take a wild guess.
Before that, we have one atmosphere class, one. So if New Jersey pollutes with their refineries, their air, it actually pollutes Connecticut, it pollutes Rhode Island, Delaware, New York, actually even China. We have one atmosphere. So you're talking about a toxic gas that's destroying the atmosphere, and I don't know, 10,000 years?
Well, you're close in the scheme of thousands. It's basically 3,000 years for SF6 to decompose and become inert. So, we're talking about something as bad as, remember when you had your aerosol can with the hexafluorocarbons and it was destroying the ozone later, and we later banned it. So this chemical is even more dangerous, yet they continue to build massive windmill farms emitting this gas. And Germany is now the most poisonous air in Europe because of this. But do you hear about that on CNN? I don't think so.
No. No. And actually, we probably don't even know if it's just 3,000 years, Bert. How would we know that?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has revealed that the Chinese Communist government has asked him directly to withhold Starlink internet access from the Chinese people. Quote, Beijing has made it clear its disapproval of its recent rollout of Starlink in Ukraine, end quote. They also sought assurances he would not sell Starlink access in China. President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and Los Angeles International Airport's websites were affected. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Watch it.
I know there's something better.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you heard at the bottom of the hour news that the air traffic system was hacked into yesterday. I got a call last night from Gwyneth telling me that that had happened, and I don't think it made the news at that point. So it was just reported on mainstream media that in the United States, the airports have been hacked. And I said, Gwyneth, that is within 2 days of what happened in northern Germany. There was a cable cut that controls their mass transit rail system. And it was cut, and it shut down all rail traffic for mass transit for a while in northern Germany. Now, I don't know if it's been fully repaired yet or not, but it happened. So what are we going to do about people who do these kinds of things? This is absolutely intentional disruption of commerce. And the penalty should be really, real simple. death. People who do these kinds of things need to be executed. It's as simple as that. And then, once that happens, and once they're executed in public, in the public square, and they are laid, or they're strung up, and they stay there for about a week, then people will get the idea that maybe this isn't such a good thing to do. This is serious. We're talking about disruption of all kinds of things. Now, I don't think people need to fly around and bore holes in our atmosphere. I don't think that that is really necessary just because they're bored and they want to go to Mexico or some other country. I don't think that's necessary. Nobody needs to fly to Disney. Nobody. So let's conserve. Let's not destroy the planet any further. And on that note, Bert, do you want to talk about William Shatner and his adventure in Blue Origin?
Yeah, well, it ties in because we were talking about the planet and the air. And just real quick, we had a question I came in to me. Exactly what was the sulfur hexafluoride being used for? So just to be clear, it's an insulator that's used in the electronics inside the windmill. So what happens is they can make the electronics denser when they use this chemical instead of air. And so it leaks out, though, in the factory, in the manufacturing process, then it slowly leaks out over the 10 or 15 or maybe 20-year service life of the windmill. And then if there's any of it left, by the time the windmill's disposed of, it doesn't go into the ground like the windmill blade. This is the control circuitry, so it just gets smashed, and the gas, whatever gas is still left in it, enters the air at that time. So it's all over Germany. It's a huge pollutant, and they're trying to ignore it or cover it up in Germany, but it's way worse than whatever comes out of the tailpipe of a modern car. So tying into that, Vince, and the Earth and how beautiful our planet is, William Shatner has just written a book, and he said he was overwhelmed with sadness as he saw the Earth from space and how wonderful and the awe of looking at the planet. And he said, in his own words, he was saddened to think of how mankind has been abusing the beautiful planet. And he, in his own words, he said he realizes just how beautiful and precious life on Earth is. So he was really moved. Vince, I remember William Shatner from watching Star Trek as a little kid. He's now 91 years old, and he's written a book called Boldly Go, Reflections on Life of Awe and Wonder by William Shatner. You know, he was, I don't want to say he was my hero, but I certainly enjoyed watching Star Trek. I'm guessing you did too, Vince.
He was very good at acting the part of Captain Kirk. And, you know, here's the takeaway. I saw part of that video of William Shatner and Jeff Bezos, and I'm not so sure that it wasn't staged. I kind of think it was staged, but here's the takeaway. He was profoundly saddened. He looked out at space, and there is this misplaced belief that we can just jump off Earth and go someplace that's going to be great. It's not going to be great. With his own eyes, he saw the blackness, the emptiness of space. Looking out from orbiting and looking down, he saw the beauty of Earth and the blackness, the emptiness, the void of space. And I mentioned to you on the phone yesterday that if you go to Mars, if you could, or if you went to the moon and you set up a colony, you set up a colony anyplace else, and you forgot your toothbrush, you're not getting one. The whole point of that is we have it made here, and we got to stop destroying it. That's what we have to do. We have to stop wasting fuel. We have to stop wasting energy. We need to shut off devices that we're not using. Electrical devices. Don't let the engines run. How many times do you see somebody in a parking lot running their engine? Why? My windows are down. When I'm at Sam's Club waiting for gasoline and I know it's going to be 10 minutes, I'm not idling for 10 minutes. My engine is off. The windows are down. And yeah, if it's real hot out, I'm not real hot. But I'm not wasting fuel. We all need to think like that. We all need to turn our thermostats down. We all need to select roof colors that don't absorb heat, that costs us more fuel to air condition our houses. We need to think like that, but we're not thinking like that. We need to have appliances that capture the heat rather than dump the heat outside so we could use the heat. We need to plan better. And, you know, when you work in corporate America, you work on projects, and projects are discrete things. So we're going to make a thing with total disregard of everything else. We need to stop thinking like that. We need to think the way Dr. Sergey and Dr. Sheely think, the way we think at USA Prepares. Think of the whole system before we just patch and patch and patch. Bert, any comments?
No, I agree. And since I watched that spacecraft live as it took off and then didn't stay up in space very long and came back down and landed. Amazing that we can do that, because I remember the early spacecraft where they had to splash down in the ocean. But I watched it live, and Vince, there's another sad part of that tale. One of Captain Kirk's space mates on that flight was Glenn DeVry, and that spaceship went off a year ago in October 2021. 1 month later, William Shatner's spacecraft mate Glenn DeVry died in a plane crash in New Jersey flying a private plane. He was an American entrepreneur. He paid for that flight. We think Jeff gave William Shatner the flight for free for publicity, but very sad. Glenn DeVry died flying his Cessna 172 in Hampton Township, New Jersey, in November of last year. He was only 49. Vince, you probably know where that is, Hampton Township, having come from New Jersey.
Hey, I have a comment, Bert. You're talking about getting a free flight, William Shatner. Tom Hanks was the first choice. And Tom Hanks turned it down because he wasn't going to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars that Jeff Bezos wanted for that little ride.
Well, Glenn DeVry paid the price, and I don't think there's any connection, but he was flying a small plane and with a passenger, a friend, and they both died in 1 month later, in November of last year. So little bit of sadness there, Vince, but he also experienced what William Shatner did on that spacecraft, going up into the blackness and then coming down to the beautiful planet Earth.
Yeah, here's the article. ScienceTimes.com. Tom Hanks declines Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos invite. The actor said he did not want to pay a whopping $28 million for a single flight. $28
million. Yeah, I think it was a couple $100,000 ultimately, wasn't it? But
well, I don't know. I see article after article after article saying $28 million. Either the first article got it wrong and the other articles copied it, or it's right. I don't know. Who knows what to believe? But here's one. It's called page6.com. Because Hanks declined Bezos' offer because it cost $28 million. So I see lots of articles with the $28 million item number. Bert, what's next?
Well, then, we have a little bit more time left here. What we can talk about is something we've talked about often on our Friday class, but we can update for the people listening to us today, Tuesday, that how to be prepared in your home in case your power system goes down. And so this could happen from a number of reasons. It could be a storm. It could be what we've talked about in the solar cycle. We have increasing solar storms. It's going to get worse the next year or two. And previous solar storms have knocked out power. It's happened in upstate New York before. There's a big one in Canada recently. And, of course, the biggest of all, 1859, we didn't have power systems, but we had telegraph. And it destroyed a lot of the telegraph system in 1859. So various ways that your power can be knocked out in your home. And the best thing you can do is be prepared for it. And here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot of money or even work to prepare your home for solar surges and for spikes on your power system. And also, believe it or not, a lot of times when your power is restored and they flip on the electricity, there's a huge pulse that comes along when the power is first turned on. And some power companies do try to, like, bring it up gradually, but usually they don't. And that initial surge, if nothing was damaged before, when they first turn on electricity, can destroy many things in your home. And, of course, the worst is when power is first going out and it's on and off and clicking on and off. All those surges can wreak havoc and destroy the power supplies of televisions. They can destroy air conditioners and pretty much a lot of other electronic items in your home. So you can protect for that, and there's ways to do it.
Bert, when we come back, I'd like to offer something that's in the book, 5-Minute University, and I'd love to hear your comments. I'm recommending this, but I'd like to hear your comments. It's about home wiring, and it is in concert with what you're talking about with surges. Now, well, we don't have enough time for me to flesh this out, but we'll be right back and I'll tell you, class.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Klaus, I'd like to give you an update, but I don't have one about Mama Cow and her dead calf. Mrs. Finelli and our son are out there right now, and in about 7 minutes I'll be out there with them. We don't have any more information, so I'll try to share what happened when I find out the whole story, and I'll try to tell you tomorrow. But Bert, here's a lesson from 5 Minute University. This is something that I was hoping to be able to teach today. So here it is. So when I wired our house with our son, our farmhouse here in Missouri, I ran dedicated branch circuits to, in our kitchen we have a refrigerator right next to a freezer. So they look identical. So it's a refrigerator next to a freezer. So there's one circuit for the refrigerator, one for the freezer. There's another circuit for where we could plug in a microwave oven. There's another circuit for the dishwasher. And the washing machine in the laundry room has another separate circuit. So there's a separate circuit for dishwasher, microwave, freezer, refrigerator. Okay, now, the reason I did that was not because I wanted to waste wire, but, and it's all 12-gauge wire, 20-amp service. The reason I did that was because if I had the refrigerator and freezer on at this, on the same circuit, it's possible that they could both start up at the same time, and the current demand would be so great that the voltage would drop, and the motors that run the compressors of the refrigerator and freezer would get not enough voltage, and they would get hotter and have a tougher time starting, which would cause them to ultimately fail faster. Same thing with the dishwasher, washing machine. When you have electric motors, you don't want to starve them for current because of low voltage. So back in the 1960s, let me just flesh this out for a second. Back in the 1960s, if you had a kitchen, you might have one circuit for the entire kitchen. So if you went around the kitchen, you could start at the where the kitchen table would be in the kitchen. There would be a wall outlet there. Then you go to above the counter. There might be one or two outlets by above the counter. Then you go around the wall to where the refrigerator is, and there would be another outlet there. And then if you had another counter, there might be one more receptacle, okay, so or outlet. So what I'm saying is you'd have one circuit for the entire kitchen. That would be the toaster, the refrigerator, the clock radio, the table radio. Whatever you had in the kitchen would be all on one circuit. And it would be daisy chained from one receptacle to the next to the next to the next. So you could starve that poor refrigerator of voltage and current. And I believe that it causes them to fail faster. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, so Vince, I think the thing you're saying for Quest to understand is you weren't putting these devices on separate circuits because you were worried about exceeding the 15 or 20 amp breaker rating. The reason you were putting them on separate circuits was because there could be a dip in the voltage that could cause either short-term or long-term problems with those devices. So you were preserving a more pure voltage flow to those and current flow, consequently, to those devices, but not because you were adding up, you know, current of everything and saying, oh, I need another branch for this device. You were doing it for another reason, to prolong the service life of those appliances.
That's absolutely correct. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were.
Well, if you're willing to do the work, that's a great way to wire. The other thing I think class needs to know is you have an enormous panel. Your electrical panel is huge, and which is fine because usually it's going on a wall that has absolutely nothing else on it, where it's located in your garage or, you know, whatever service part of your house you have set up for it. And, you know, I know from putting panels in myself, there's not a lot of cost difference if you're, you know, it's really labor. So you might as well put in the biggest panel you can get anyway. So, that's the only caveat I can think of.
Okay. So, class, if you're willing to spend a little bit extra money and do some more work, more labor, I think it is absolutely the way to go. Now, these are for devices that draw, you know, large amounts of current when they start up. I'm talking about electric motors. So your washing machine has a, and electric motors have a 2 to 3, maybe even 4x startup current as compared to running current. So when that electric motor starts turning in the washing machine or the dishwasher, or you energize your microwave oven, or the, you know, by hitting the start button, or the compressor in the refrigerator or freezer, when they start up, they draw 2, 3, 4 times as much current as they do when they're normally running. So my thought was, it's possible that the refrigerator and freezer could start up at the same time. And I didn't want to starve them of voltage, which would cause the compressors to burn out, because that's a, you know, it's a labor-intensive job for me to replace the compressor. For most people, it's a buy a new refrigerator or freezer. And I wasn't willing to shorten the life of them. So that's a lesson that's in 5-Minute University when it's published. But I wanted to share that with you today. So think about that. And, you know, the problem is, if you buy somebody else's house, you buy their design. You buy the design that they thought was maybe the most expedient, maybe the most inexpensive, or maybe it was the best design, but hardly it's the best design. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
You got it.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.